Simply Done, the podcast network.
So you know who wrote that song?
What song?
On the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Yes, I do. Yeah. It was actually Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show.
And you know what?
Later shortened to Dr. Hook.
Because he had hooks instead of...
hands.
Feet.
Feet?
Scare Master knows.
Hey, hooks Perry. Are those new shoes?
No.
They look like it.
They look good. You're styling like a...
Why is your hand around...
Be real careful walking through.
Hey, why don't you like lift that leg? Lift that leg.
That one. Whoa, come on, man. Fuck.
Get your fucking hand off my... Trying to grab my nuts.
I didn't try to grab your nuts.
Your nuts.
I was trying to grab the microphone stand and you walked right in there. Like usual, you always lead with your dick.
More like unusual.
Okay, let's get this thing going.
Hey, Mary Jane, can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
You know this song?
What's the... I don't remember the name of this song.
Vibrations.
Thank you.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Down the Podcast Network Studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody. It's your old pal Don Barris.
Walter Molinsky.
Are you sure?
Just say your name.
Scary Perry!
What is this playful, fucking obnoxious son of
a... The guy that quit fucking fucked up Facebook.
You quit Facebook?
Shit.
Why? What happened?
They suck.
What'd they do to you?
They fucking won't give me my account back.
Why?
Because they're assholes.
They're assholes?
Yeah.
Is this because of the stock thing?
No, I think I know. You know, it happens to
people
a lot of people.
People got onto my page, or someone stole or hacked away into my account, figured a way on my KNAC Facebook, and fucked me.
Oh,
so now I don't
really?
I don't have...
So did you meet up with them, and then you guys...
No, stupid. They fucked up my account.
Oh, I thought you said they fucked you. Yeah.
Yeah, fucked me by fucking up my account. No, not like that, fool.
Okay, you gotta stop with people already.
I'm pissed.
All right, it's not my fault.
Everything's your fault.
No,
it's those Frank Sinatra blue eyes you got, you son of a bitch. It's always your fault.
He likes you.
I don't like this. If I had to guess, I would guess that Perry, and tell me if I'm wrong, you probably changed your passcode. Now, let me finish. And when you changed your passcode, at one point you forgot to change passcode. Now, what you probably did, because I know you've changed your email address a couple times, you probably had an old email address, and when they sent your new passcode to the old email address, you couldn't get in. And a lot of people make that mistake, and the people over at Facebook just think those guys are morons, so they never help them. Is this what happened with you?
I've got 3 major email addresses.
And what are the passwords to them?
None of your fucking business, loser.
Well, you may as well say them if they've been hacked down.
Might as well.
No fucking way.
3 guesses.
Don't even think about it.
Let me guess.
3 guesses.
Suckcock69.
Come on. No, listen. It's got to be a common name, one that he associates with. Number one word, Randy.
Wrong.
Scary Perry 69.
Wrong.
Callahan.
Am I close?
Don't even go and try to... Look, if you're going to start acting like a couple of dicks trying to guess my password, I'm not going to say a fucking thing. The show's over because I'm not going to say anything.
You're going to end the show.
I'm going to end the show.
All right, Perry
by
quits.
Not saying a
number
single
one.
Word, or I'm going to just talk over the both of you and fucking make you guys go insane by not allowing me to shut my fucking mouth.
So that's cool to do.
It's not cool to do.
But pizza just... pasta. Spicy meatball.
Perry / Randy.
Cricket. Cookie.
Caramello, K-A-R.
Neither of my accounts have a K in them.
Frank Giuliano.
Okay. That's my mother's father's name.
There's a K in there, too.
Oh, that's
so
weird.
He just said there's no K.
Guys, listen, I think we should open this up to anybody out there who has, like, a computer or the savvy to break algorithms to figure out passwords, and maybe they can help us figure out Perry's passwords.
You know who we should get? Huey Craig the Third.
Him and Dimitri Moreland can go fuck themselves, because I want nothing to do with either of them.
Well,
I've deleted both names.
You deleted what? Them?
You goddamn right.
What do you mean you deleted
they
them?
They suck.
What did they do?
What did they do? Why do I not have a Facebook account? Could you want to answer that? That's what they did.
Well, then how did you delete it if you don't have a Facebook account?
Well, I had to delete my whole fucking account,
but
asshole.
Then you deleted them for
did
what,
did you change
though?
Your password?
I tried.
So that's what happened.
I tried.
Okay.
And I deleted the whole KNAC account.
Okay.
The whole KNAC account is shut off.
Well, I hope you feel like you accomplished something.
No, I didn't. What I accomplished is by deleting 5,000 plus people.
What does KNAC stand for?
I don't know. It's a radio holding number, you know, the radio wave number.
This is really dragging, Perry.
It is dragging. It sucks.
And if you never heard this show before, we are the stars of the cult film classic Windy City Heat. Well, we've got our own podcast, and we've had it for over 2 years now. And
over three.
No, it's not over three. It's over two. Three would be October of 2013. That would be the 3 year mark. We started in October of 2010.
Here.
No. That was 2011.
Was that October
10? Yeah. Okay. Let's just forget it. We're trying to get to the point where we do something that is one of the favorite pieces here on the Big Three
mole
podcast.
It's called Argue.
No, it's not Argue, and it's not Mole Play. No, it's time for our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, if you've never heard the show before, this $10 shout out segment is a segment where you, the listener, the guy at home that says, boy, I wish I could be part of that fun. Well, you can be. And all you got to do is send whatever you're thinking,
shout
whatever
out,
you want to say,
out.
A shout
short,
out.
A short shout out.
Right. And you send $10. That's not a check. That's not a money order. No credit cards. That's straight cash, homie. And you send it to $10 shout-out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood, California, 90046.
I say they send $10 to P.O. Box number 9, Canoga Park, California, 91305.
Why do you do that every time?
I don't do that every
right.
time.
You do kind of do it every
this
time.
This is the first time
no,
I've
you did it last
no.
week.
Never
you did it last week.
I
you
never
did
it
before. Last week. Listeners, write in and tell me if he did not do that last week.
I never did that before.
And I would say anybody that has an idea of how to hack into a computer, get into Perry's and change all of his passwords so he loses all of his Facebook
not
accounts.
Really, though.
You want to fuck with me, Perry? Not a wise decision. Not a wise decision. All right, we've got some shout-outs here. Let's see. All right. To Omaha's favorite entertainers, the Big Three. Omaha, Nebraska is a growing city, much like the Big Three podcast is a growing show. Going out for a weekend art house viewing of Windy City Heat is almost as popular as going to a Nebraska Cornhuskers football game on a Saturday. Don Barris is practically beloved enough in this town to run for the Omaha mayor. My fellow Omaha citizens. Boy, that'd be great.
Huh.
The talk of the city is that Mole has mentioned he wants to do a live show from a bar here in Omaha. Did you say that?
I think I did.
Omaha's gay community would love for Perry to attend the annual
Wrong.
Gay Pride Parade as long as he double doses on his HIV medication and avoids contact with sharp glass.
Never.
I love the podcast and I hope to see the Big Three in the near future in the Big O. In closing, it's very rarely mentioned on the show. However, can you please bring up the event where Perry sucked off that dude?
Oh. I never sucked off anybody.
Warmest regards, Eric Crouch.
The only thing about Big O,
we gotta
Big
go
O
do that.
Skate Park.
We gotta
Big
go.
O Skate Park, man, Orange, California.
No, he's talking about going to do that Gay Pride Parade in Nebraska.
Go fuck yourself.
It's Omaha, man. It's Omaha. It's the Omaha Parade.
Omaha.
So you've heard of this before, then, Mole?
Omaha?
Yes.
No, that's the first time. But it seems like it'd be right up Scary's alley. Oh, wow, this is from the University of Iowa, Carver College of Medicine. The Department of Otolaryngology.
What the fuck is that?
It says, Dear Big Three, I'm a big fan of the podcast, and I'm also a practicing otolaryngologist. For those of you who don't know, an otolaryngologist is an ear doctor. Although I love listening to the podcast, I'm very concerned that Perry's ears might get hurt as a result of having the volume of his headphones turn up way too high, and also because Dan Barney screams go very loudly in the beginning and the end of 60 seconds with Perry. This can result in permanent damage to Perry's hearing. Perry, I am very concerned for you, and I would like to help you out. I am considering advertising my practice as an ear doctor, and might like to hire you to be the voiceover artist for my commercial. I would like it if you would please read the following copy I have written. If you do a good job, I will contact you or your manager to see about having it professionally recorded. Sincerely, Dr. Moreau. Okay. Scaremaster, would you please read this?
Hello, friends. This is Perry Caravello of Hearing Aid Solutions. I'm proud to be the spokesman for one of the oldest and most prestigious hearing aid providers in the country. Friends, I want you to know there is no shame in having hearing aids. I've had aids for my year, for many years, and I still have a high quality of life. Many other celebrities have aids. Many other celebrities have aids too. This motherfucker is trying to make it look like I have aids. It's hearing aids.
I think people get that, dude.
Okay. When I first got AIDS, I thought my life would never be the same. At first, I didn't tell anyone about it, but now I know that living with this fuck, the way this motherfucker writes this, it sounds disgusting. Yeah,
I got to tell you one thing.
The copy as written, dude.
That's the way they
At
do
first,
it.
At first, I didn't tell anybody about it, but now I know that living with AIDS is not so bad. In fact, I now enjoy and appreciate life even more than I did before I got AIDS. You can too. Just call the caring experts at Hearing Aid Solution. Tell them Perry Caravello sent you and receive 10% off your treatment.
That's nice.
Hearing aids specialties.
There you go.
Pretty good, Scaremaster.
Hearing aids, not faggot aids.
Pretty good.
That's hearing aids, not faggot aids.
I don't know if they'll go with that slogan, but
tough shit.
I'll sell it to
it's
them.
Hearing aids, not faggot aids.
All right, I think you made your point.
I'm sure the client will be open to hearing your ideas.
Do you know what you just said?
Yeah, hearing aids, not faggot aids.
Okay, I just want everyone out there to know that Mole and I don't believe in that.
We view AIDS as a human disease, and it affects worldwide, not only Perry's gay community, but the entire...
I'm not gay,
you
faggot!
You know what I mean? The world community. It affects heterosexuals as well.
Absolutely. Here's another letter.
That's a faggot disease.
I'm trying to read another letter, Perry.
Sorry.
Dear Big Three, I'm a huge fan of the podcast. Been listening since the Ace Broadcasting days. Just wanted to say, keep up the good work and suggest taking your show on the road sometime. I know here in Omaha, you have a growing fan base. This is actually the second letter from Omaha today. I know here in Omaha, you have a growing fan base, and there are some nice local comedy clubs you can play. The Funny Bone, for instance. P.S. If you're able to come soon, I think Perry would really appreciate the Omaha Gay Pride Festival that's coming up. They always have a big parade with floats. One of our local newspapers mentioned the organizers are debuting the Spirit of 1992 this year, which will commemorate Perry's courageous act with Randy Callahan.
Look,
Jay from Omaha.
Morons!
That's
again.
Pretty nice. That's,
how many fucking times do I got
to
bring up
a float about you?
Faggot! Shut your mouth!
They're
going
to do a float about you. You don't think that's a little bit flattering? That
no!
They're thinking about
not
you?
No, because they're going to be making it gay!
They're doing
I'm
a
not
float.
Gay!
They're commemorating the
I'm
memory.
Not a fag!
You don't know that for sure yet.
I don't?
Hi, Perry. This is your old friend again, Chris Fry from the Laguna Albertson days. Remember me? After finding your show through Oprah's blog, I've been religiously
Chris
following
Fry.
The show. And I got to say, it brings back some pretty great memories. Perry and I had a very spicy relationship. He was a real flirt with a sweet skateboarding physique. Oftentimes, I'd be stocking tomato soup and turn around and find him just staring at my size 7 feet and licking his lips.
Up.
Or he'd accidentally run his strong hands across my breasts while pricing milk. The checkers and I used to joke that Perry smelled like stale semen, but his footy actually led to some very hot 80s supermarket sex. I recall twice having relations with him in the break room, and let me tell you, he really enjoyed himself. First time, it was really hot, probably because we were afraid of getting caught. Even though everyone was having sex all over the store, Perry was firm but gentle. While following my breast, he ferociously ejaculated down my throat. I still fantasize about that experience. Then I took up a short trip to Sweden to complete the first round of surgeries for my sex change. They took my penis, chopped up most of it, and reformed what was left into a vagina. When I got back, I was super excited to hook up with Perry again. My heart was pounding the day he dragged me to the break room for round two, but something was different. Perry still ejaculated, but I could tell when I looked in his eyes that he was no longer interested in me. The magic was gone. Not sure why, but it was almost as if my new vagina changed everything. Still, he was very sweet when he handed me a brown roll of paper towels and said, clean up. Perry was let go after his involvement in with the underage bag boy incident.
What?
We lost touch, but it sounds like he's really successful now and living on top of the world. Your buddy, Chris Topher Fry. Used to be, now it's just Chris Fry. Used to be Christopher Fry.
That's Christine Fry,
but
by
it
the
was
way.
Christopher.
Was no, it
was Christopher
never
Fry.
Christopher Fry.
That's what Fry says. That's what Fry said in the letter. I remember.
Listen.
They cut off his penis, tucked it inside like a split Frank.
That's
like
a sarcastic
split-cut Frankfurter.
Joke.
Shoved it inside.
That's a sarcastic joke.
But we've been hearing these sarcastic jokes over and over again.
This chick.
How?
That I used to work with at Albertsons.
But how do you figure?
What do you mean, how do I figure?
How do you figure?
That's a chick.
How is it?
Oh, God.
What?
Oh, God. I don't even want to. I'm done.
That's two. Perry, sit down.
Get through $10 shout-outs at least. Just get through $10 shout-outs.
You know, you don't want the money for today's show.
How much am I going to get?
Okay, just shut up. Right, here we go. We're going to read another letter, okay? Can you just listen?
Go ahead.
Dear Big Three, I've never said one nice thing, and I never will say anything nice about the Big Three's Gypsy Pat Perry. Whenever I start feeling sorry for this lump of Javajo worthlessness, Perry does something to prove that he deserves no happiness in his life.
Really?
Perry, may I read the letter? These guys are paying to write this. May I please read this? Yes
they
or no?
They spent a sawbuck to write this letter, and the Dan's going to
read it.
Okay. I listened to this guy cry like a Vietnamese little girl after getting raped by an American GI and not having enough money for food or for gas or a new garbage bag jacket. So what did I find out that he spent his money on this week? Reseda, California's worst resident lied again about the money situation and went to the dentist to have his teeth whitened. What? Is that true?
Got your teeth whitened, dude? Let me see.
Wait, let me get a
picture.
Did
you do the bottom?
Look right there.
It looked great, dude.
It's a great investment.
It's at least something that I've... This is where I wish my mom was alive because I... Look, the tetracycline
stain...
So
she can see how white your teeth are?
That's a great smile, Perry. All right, let me read on, okay? May I read on?
At least I got pretty teeth
now. Okay, let me read
on.
For a little whiny bitch that has no money, it's funny that I had enough money to pay the $3,000 teeth whitening bill.
$3,000? It wasn't that much.
Okay, let me read on.
That's how much it was.
Let me read on.
30 years ago.
Let me read on.
Let him read on.
They dropped the price.
Shut up. This waste of cash ranks right up there with the $500 he paid to that thief to write him a rap song. It's also in the same ballpark of stupidity that Perry had showed when he gave that con artist ex-lawyer friend over $1,000 to invest in a partnership to sue Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Catholic Church, and the United States government. Speaking of court, how did your suing your family case go this past Friday? Not so good, huh?
None of your fucking business.
Not so good, huh, he says.
I'm busy. I got a lot of work on that.
Did that not go well?
I'm very busy on that case.
Well, the family suing case?
The family matter, I'm very busy on that case.
What happened on Friday?
Don't worry about it.
Then why is he bringing this up if something...
Because it's none of his fucking business.
Can I ask you one question as a friend, as an old friend? Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead and ask.
Do you, like, do your own... Because you can tap into Stone Fury kind of free because you are still
talk to me.
But do you ever
just
go
like
out
right there
and like there? You could turn it on. You can be stoned.
Talk
free.
To talk, me. Just talk so to me. Do you say it again.
Say, do you ever say like, I'm going to hire myself / Stone Fury for free because I'm play Stone Fury, I am Stone Fury, and you go out and you do some investigative stuff on your own, and you go and you follow like your family to see where they go, what their moves
Excellent
are.
Excellent idea.
So that you like, you're also, you're pursuing them because they're your family.
I'm a private
but
investigator.
You're also
private you are
investigator.
Working as a private
investigating,
investigator.
Not Stone's family, Scaremaster's family.
Well, that's why I had the teeth whitening.
Why do you think, why do you think I'm a private investigator, fool?
Why? Go to investigate Scaremaster's family.
Perfect. Let me read on. When are you going to be a man and stop acting like an Italian wannabe Javajo bitch? Have some pride, you cunt. Stop begging for money from Don and Mole. They are two angels that have come into your life, and you always act like an
Jesus
asshole
Christ.
To them.
Why don't you fucking pay me thousands upon thousands upon...
Why don't you help me pay for the fucking show, you fucking piece of shit?
I'm talking about this motherfucker.
Okay, I'm talking about you. Let me read on.
Why should I help you
Let
pay
me...
for the show? You hired me to be the star of the show.
Oh, really? Then stop complaining, you fuck.
I thought, I lose money.
I thought
Dan was the star of the show. I thought it was a rom-com with him and Mary Jane.
Okay, let me just continue on. Stop trying to con the system with your frivolous lawsuits that really
frivolous
comes down
lawsuits.
To you and your partner looking for settlements. As a taxpayer, that's a waste of my tax dollars. If you really wanted to prove you're a man, why don't you admit to your fraudulent disability claim and pay all the money?
Fraudulent disability claim.
Let me read on. And you should pay back all the money to the American government that you stole. You'd feel a lot better about yourself if you did this.
So you're trying to say that I wasn't in the hospital for 3 months?
I'm not saying anything.
For 3 weeks?
You're looking at me
I'm
like
looking
it's...
at the fucking letter.
Well, you, the letter can't look the... back at you.
Well, the guy that wrote the fucking letter.
All right, can I read...
Hey, fag fuck! I'm talking to you, motherfucker! Was I not in an auto accident on December 6th,
Wait,
1979,
that
left me
know.
In the fucking hospital
Wait a
for
second.
Three
you
fucking
don't
months,
know.
Prick! Huh?
Why are you
Mole's
asking him?
Got a great
him?
Question.
I'm telling him. I'm
you,
not asking
no,
him.
But you
said was
in a
I
question
not.
Form.
You said, was I not in an auto
That's
accident?
A question form, Perry.
All right.
That is asking a question.
Weird, dude.
I was locked up in the hospital to recover from a near-death auto wreck,
right.
Stooge.
Oh, why do you keep bragging? Let me finish this letter. I know that I'm just a really good computer hacker that wants to help out, and maybe I went too far this time with my thoughts. But it still really pisses me off that you guys enable this Javajo gypsy. Here's a promise I'm going to make to you guys and to the Big Three podcast fans. I will find any and all information to bring Perry down. And again, I don't think that he's ever admitted that he's not gay. Your loyal fan, friend, and worker, Hugh A. Craig III, editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks.
Yeah, let me tell you something about that Hugh A. Craig III. This is the third time he's going to go down... Because when I find him, I will sue the shit out of him. I'm
what
not
did
suing
he do?
You. I'm not suing you. I'll sue Hugh A. Craig the third and fucking destroy his fucking life. I'll take his computer business away from him and fucking put him where he belongs.
That doesn't sound very
prison.
Cool. Why?
What do you mean, why? He's threatened to take my life away from me? He's threatened
threaten.
To steal my goddamn websites?
I don't think he's
And email
threatened.
Addresses? My fucking passwords? That's a lawsuit!
No, we just asked him if he could. We haven't gotten anything from him yet.
Asked him? Well, what? Now you're asking him?
Well, a little earlier in the show when we were trying to figure out your passcodes.
Scaremaster,
so
can
then
you relax?
I go after you?
Can I read
no.
a letter that you're going to actually like?
Then shut up.
Can I read a letter I think you're actually going to like?
I think so.
Sounds
go
like
ahead.
Comes from a fan. Hey, Big Three, I wrote you a few weeks ago and asked Perry the best way to proceed in order to live a happy and successful life as a gay man, just like he has done. He gave me no advice, so I had to proceed the way I figured the Scaremaster would. I am now renting S-word apartment in the Valley in a complex where the walls are paper thin and my neighbors hear me jaying off constantly. I then immediately tried to integrate myself in the homosexual community as quickly as I could. I asked the local gay guys where the best place to cruise in the Valley was. They unanimously directed me to the bathroom at the Denny's restaurant on Reseda. I went over there, Boulevard. I went over there as soon as I could. And let me tell you, I've never seen so many gay guys crammed in one spot. After waiting for my turn for the glory hole, I put my penis through the hole. As the door of the restroom opened, a foul smell filled the air. The man smelled like Olive Garden, obviously not showered for weeks. As he knelt down in front of the hole, he immediately began to complain about his neck injury he had sustained while skateboarding.
What?
He then went on to explain that his only happiness in life came when he would leave from his apartment at 7722 Reseda Boulevard and service countless
minutes. Would you shut your fucking mouth on my home address?
You gave it last week.
Keep saying this.
You're the one that gives it up.
You better edit that, motherfucker.
I can't.
Nauseated by
this Rollins owner,
I began to throw up in the toilet. Needless to say, it was one of the worst experiences of my young gay life. However, I was writing to ask Scaremaster if he knows a proper bathroom that's plenty of action and preferably one that has a lot less smelly Europeans. Thanks, Big Three. Signed, Barry Dingle. P.S. Is Perry aware that the Screen Actors Guild has changed their name to the Film Actors Guild? This means that instead of having a SAG card, Perry will have a FAG card. Perry is a card carrying FAG.
Wrong.
As I look at it, it does have your address. How did this guy get your address?
He invited everybody over for
the show.
But you invited everyone over for pasta that time.
No, I didn't.
You should.
You know what's funny that I just noticed? There's a lot of people in the gay community that really look up to Perry. Congratulations for being like a lighthouse for these people.
They look up to him because he's on top of them.
Go fuck yourself, you faggot.
Joke. He was making a joke, and it was a funny one at that. You're the only one that can joke? You got to admit it was
a funny joke.
Yeah,
okay, it was funny. But I'm not on top of any guy.
All right,
bottom.
Can I throw a joke out there? What's the difference between a green plant and a red plant? Anybody?
The red plant is the real one, and you don't hit Perry with the red plant.
Nope. Perry loves to suck cock and eat ass with his tongue.
And what's the green plant?
It's just a joke. You don't fucking try to analyze a joke. It's a funny damn
You're
joke.
Right. It does have a setup and a punch.
It's stupid.
It's funny because it's true.
True? I never sucked dick. I never sucked a dick.
You don't know that for
sure. Suck a dick.
It's a red plant and a green plant he's talking about.
Dude. I don't know that for sure. Fuck you, you faggot.
Let me read on. Dear Don Barris, Walter Molininsky, and Fairy Perry Caravello, it's been 8 months since we last wrote the Big Three in an attempt to convince Perry to join the Hair Club for Men, chapter Omaha, Nebraska.
It's not going to happen.
Through the weekly photographs gallery of the podcast, we've watched Perry's continual spiral towards baldness. Even though Mr. Caravello is not interested in joining our organization, we still would really appreciate him making an appearance in Omaha, Nebraska. They're becoming the new Hondo, Texas,
new
to us.
Yeah, the new fag community. Fuck them.
For one of our hair club meetings.
Sorry. It's not going to happen.
We hope subjecting our members to an example of the horrors of the worst-case scenario, male pattern baldness, which Scaremaster exhibits, will scare straight other balding losers such as himself and boost enrollment. As further incentive, Mr. Caravello's popularity in Omaha is rising. The homosexual community, in particular, has adopted Perry as one of their own. The Omaha Gay Pride Parade is just around the corner.
This
is a really big thing there in Omaha.
What's going on with the Sundance Film Festival?
There is a public outcry for Mr. Caravello to be a grand queen of the festival.
It's not going to happen because I'm not going to no faggot festival.
It's called the Omaha Gay Pride
Nebraska. Capital of Nebraska is Lincoln, dude. What movie's playing in the theaters right now?
Lincoln.
And James Bond.
Perry will greatly add to the faggotory of the event. We are sure that Perry will find the opportunity to kill two birds with one stone irresistible. Just as he did in 1992 when he performed fellatio and got his SAG vouchers all in one gulp. Sincerely, Jared and Tyler. What's the matter, Perry?
I'm not a faggot.
I don't think anybody said you were.
Well, they want me to be.
Well, maybe they want you to be because they like you so much.
It's not going to happen.
Do you understand how hard it must be to come out in society and say, I'm a homosexual man? And these people look for you for encouragement. You could say something nice instead of constantly putting...
Nice? About fags? What, are you fucking crazy?
They're not people?
I don't give a fuck. No, they're not people. They're fucking animals.
You don't think anybody in your family might be gay?
No one in my family is a cocksucker. except for the girls. But
that's sweet, like your daughter and your late mom and stuff.
I don't know. Like my cousins, I don't know. Like
your
my
cousins?
Aunts,
which
I don't
ones?
Know.
Which of all the women in your family, which ones are the most?
Yeah,
which,
I don't know.
You would know.
Which one do you think's the biggest?
Oh, fuck
let me ask Stone. Let me ask Stone.
The show's over.
That's three. Sit down, Perry.
Hold
Perry,
on, just get
sit down.
Shoutouts.
Why don't you want money? That's crazy. I don't understand why you don't want money.
Another $10 shout out. Hey, Big Three, after the success of the new James Bond movie, I just got to thinking. There are numerous similarities between James Bond and Perry. They're both European men of intrigue. James Bond is a dashing Englishman, and Perry a mongoloid Italian. James Bond.
Mongoloid Italian.
James Bond's D word is surely riddled with numerous sexually transmitted infections, just like Perry's. Both men have yet to successfully settle down with a single woman in their whole lives. Both men drive foreign cars, James Bond because he can, and Perry because he can't afford anything better than a used mid-90s Toyota truck. Both men have been brainwashed by cults. James Bond is a Hare Krishna, and Perry is a Jawa hoe. And lastly, both men are currently in the process of scamming the government with a fake disability scheme. Thanks for reading my shout out, Big Three. Wow. And I hope this sheds some light on why James Bond and Perry have been such an enduring sex symbol for gay men everywhere. Big Three, signed Shannon Robinson.
Wow. It's just unbelievable how many people are getting behind you, Scaremaster.
I tell you why they get behind
it's
them.
It's just unbelievable how you fucking queers are into this shit.
Not
what,
as
are
you
talking
as
to me?
People who are behind
yeah, I'm
you.
Talking to you. Whoa. And I'm talking to this fucking
what did
faggot.
I do?
You're a couple of fags getting behind these fucking fags.
Oh, please.
How can you say that, Perry?
How can I not say that?
There's no public record of Moeller and I ever doing anything with a man. Clearly, there is with you. With
go mud shark fishing.
Oh, God. Look, I admitted what happened to me, okay?
Please don't stop bragging the story again.
I could have hit it a long time
ago.
Please
stop bragging.
But I was so guilty about it. That's why I cried. To you, and what did you do? You fucking announced it.
I never told
at the comedy store.
That's
you told everybody.
True.
That's you told everybody.
That's
you
not
fucking
the truth. That's,
you
not
told
that's not the truth at all. That's not the truth at all. No, I to tell you the truth, what I heard, the owner of the comedy store actually heard about it through you know the social.
Through
network.
You, through you.
And it's not true at all, Perry.
Oh my
why
God.
Would I do that to you?
Yeah, it didn't help out his act.
Helped out my
well, it definitely shaped your act.
That's for sure, Perry. If something shaped your act, it had to be that. And that was today's $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Hey, is that a phone call coming through? Could you send that through for us, please?
Hello, this call may be recorded for quality assurance.
Hey Mr. Adams, what's happening?
And how are my three fresh-faced little laddies?
Like the meat pies.
Pissed!
What's that, Walter?
Like the meat pies, like little lad's meat pies.
Oh, of course, I didn't even hear myself give them a plug. Who could ever forget, don't be a saddie, eat a little laddie. Perry, no singing along for you?
For what?
Wait a moment. Please, listen to me. Scaremaster, listen to me. Perry, you have been trying to ask me something for weeks now.
That's true,
Please. Would you please ask me away? Ask me. What is it? What is it that's on your mind? Tell me.
Ask him what you want to ask him, Scaremaster.
Shut your mouth, fuckface.
Walter, please do not interrupt Scaremaster.
When are you going to produce Windy City Heat Part 2?
That's what he wanted to know. He wants to know about Windy.
You want to know what's happening with Windy City Heat 2, Return to Stone Island.
Is that what it's called now?
It's barely even that. It's barely even that, Mr. Barnes. I will tell you that, Perry, we were on the road to making it all happen when you drove us off the cliff with your frivolous lawsuits, true?
Shut the fuck up.
It is true.
Well, fret not. There is hope. I may have put together something to get the Big Three back into the movie world. The indie movie world.
Indiana Jones?
I think that means independent films, Mole. You know where that is, right?
Sundance! Yes. I love the idea of the Big Three getting back into that community. How's about a trip to the Wasatch Hills for some shushing and hobnobbing?
Sounds awesome.
Sounds cool as shit, man.
When?
Let's do it.
It's surprise time.
When?
Perry, I may have set you up.
Give me dates.
But listen to this. A private screening as well as an interview for Perry's Movie Time with a very, very hot new filmmaker. How's that tickle you?
When, give me
what
dates,
kind of movie
man.
Is it?
Okay.
Well, I believe he's been described as a fresh smack in the face of contemporary cinema, blah, 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 blah. Interested?
You're not, any you're
dates?
Not, are you joking with us?
Well, no, what are the dates?
I am not. If I were, I would simply ask you what one calls a deer with no eyes.
No
Give
idea.
Give me dates!
Precisely. Can't wait to see you all on the hilltop. Doodles.
Hey, Mr. Adams, what are the dates?
He said something about dates.
Oh, Sundance is the weekend of the 20th, January 20th.
Yeah. I think
Just
it's actually...
Just the weekend?
I think it's...
Yeah, what, do you want to move there?
No. I mean, what? Like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
17th
or Saturday and
is
Sunday?
The Thursday. The 18th is the Friday.
January 18th?
Yeah. So probably the 19th, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, what are you doing?
Planning so I know I'm not in fucking court.
Well, I got to cancel my comedy store that night.
Whoop-de-doo. You're there every fucking night.
Yeah.
Like they're going to bitch you out over being... Gone for one or two days?
No, but the fans will.
What fans? It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and people come in droves now.
Yeah, droves. My ass droves. What? From 3 people to 5?
Wow. Wow. What a piece of shit. You're judging my career?
Like you got one?
Wow.
More than just an audience warm-up?
I feel like I'm at the Friars Club with you two.
Like you got one more than just being an audience warm-up? Ba-dum-bump.
Yeah. Well, you're right. You've got
I will tell you this.
I mean, I got no career in...
You got nothing.
You're one of the best audience warm-ups here in Hollywood.
And then every night I perform at the comedy store. So
you've been at the comedy store since 1924.
Scaremaster with the backstroke.
That's a little exaggeration.
Okay, 1824.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, ba-dum-bump.
Wow.
He does have a lot of them.
Or 1474, what the fuck? You've been at the Friars Club before they became the comedy store.
Do the spaghetti
before
joke.
It even became Ciro's Mansion.
Do the spaghetti joke.
Spaghetti joke. Looking at you, you look like a fucking spaghetti.
Whoa.
Oh, man, he's on fire.
A fucking
what
noodle.
What did I do? What did I do, man?
What did you do, you
the Don
fucking
Rickles
loser?
What
did
I do, dude? Podcast. There's no...
He's on fire.
Saved.
Whoa, when Scaremaster starts throwing the barbs, look out.
I see why it's funny, but I didn't realize how much it would hurt. Wow, you're just mean as shit.
It's got to hurt. Otherwise, it's not funny.
You're right. You know what? You're right.
That's why you guys love to hurt me. Because if you're not hurting me, then it's not funny.
Well, I think it's time for 60 seconds of bear. Ow!
Was that a chick or was that some dick? Scary Perry Skateboards is at
www.scarymasterskateboards.
If mom doesn't shut up, then the show's over.
I'm going to do some sound effects. Like make skateboard sounds like rum, 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 rum.
You know what, motherfucker? I'm trying to do my commercial.
He is trying.
You know what? And every time you interrupt me, you fuck up my time.
You know what? But I didn't hear Dan say go.
He said 60 seconds go, and he yelled at me.
I didn't hear it. Sorry, I didn't hear it. Do you think I'm going to have some apple cherry with tobacco?
Smoking more weed every fucking week. You're smoking
Excuse
more
me,
weed.
Excuse me. It's apple cherry with tobacco.
It's
dude.
Weed. Right, period. It,
Perry, just get back to your commercial.
www.scaryperryskateboards.com. That's Scary Perry. SK8Boards. BOARDS.
You can't go on beyond that. Stop. You can't go on beyond that. You had 60 seconds.
Be edited out.
You know what? This fucking prick over here always bitches and complains and makes fucking sarcastic remarks.
Hey, Scaremaster.
While I'm trying to do my 60 seconds.
Four letters for you, dude. Four letters for you. WDID.
What's that?
What did I do?
Oh.
You know what? You better leave real fucking fast.
Why?
And I thank God I can barely stand up, alone, barely walk.
Why?
Because if I had normal balance like I did 34 fucking years ago, yeah. I would leap over that fucking table and beat the fucking shit out of you so fucking bad that you wouldn't be able to crawl out of here, alone, walk out of here. I'd probably break your fucking ribs to go along with it.
Well, thank goodness for everybody. You can barely move now. Don't be nervous, Mole. He can't move.
He can't really do that, right?
No, he cannot.
Not anymore. Not like I used to.
So he can threaten like a motherfucker, but he just can't do it. Yes, Mary Jane.
34 years ago.
He's light as a feather at the Comedy Store. He tried to go after the hecklers right after his operation, and I could have pushed him over with my pinky fingernail.
And Mary Jane, would you say that you would be considered delicate?
Yes.
Like a feather.
And yet you were able to push this fucking threatening fucking gypsy over almost with just one hand.
Gypsy, yeah, right.
Yeah, in really tall heels, which affect balance, it wasn't even a challenge to hold him from the psychotic rage of attacking a bunch of innocent fans.
Well, there you have it.
When was this?
Right after your operation, first appearance at the Comedy Store.
What, when I was in my neck brace and everything?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Well, you don't remember much of anything.
You were pretty doped up at that time, remember?
Hey,
you remember? I'm sorry. I'm just going back to it. When you were in the hospital and they just cut your neck open, Dan and I visited you, and we brought you those beautiful flowers. And then
we had no place to find them.
And I found a vase.
You picked them from the fucking garden outside.
That's not
shut
true.
Shut your mouth. We got
you
them in
lying.
You picked them from the garden outside
the
flower hospital.
Store. We did not.
They were from
they were
the garden
big,
outside the hospital.
All right, let him finish what he was saying. Let him finish what he was saying.
We put
Perry.
Them in the vase, and the vase.
What kind of vase was it?
It was your tinkle.
Yeah, and I was tinkle, thinking, wow,
it was your tinkle pitcher.
There's a lot of plant food in here, God. But it was a bright yellow. I remember thinking, I've never seen plant food like that.
What you mean when I took a piss?
Yeah.
While you guys were right in front of me.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's part of the medication that made my
to take
pee
a piss
real,
in front of.
No, to make my pee real yellow.
Hey, by the way, did you do a movie time this week?
Yeah, I got.
You stuff. Did? You really? Well, then.
Yes.
The bosses upstairs say this isn't something that they want to hear anymore. But once again, it's time for Perry's movie time.
It's Perry's movie time. It's Perry's movie time. Perry's movie time.
I did a review on the 1969 version of The Italian Job with, who was in that?
Oh, God, get to the point.
All right, let me read this. The Italian Job from 1969 is this week's movie I'm going to review and make comments about. Okay, the reason I chose this film, first off, Michael Caine, that's right, Michael Caine was a guest acting coach at the Van Maur Academy of Television and Movie Acting for 1 week. When I was in the Van Maur Academy, this movie was a gift to me from him because he liked me as an actor and he liked my acting ability. Or I should say,
what?
My love for the career of acting.
Michael Caine and you.
Yes.
Really?
Now, the Italian Job opens up with the guy driving these mountain roads like Decker Canyon north of... actually, west of Westlake.
What did Michael Caine call you? Mr. Caravello? Perry? Scaremaster?
Perry.
Faggot?
Now, The Italian Job opens with a guy driving through the mountains, like Decker Canyon out here, just west of Westlake, going to the beach. Very, very tight, windy mountain road. Now, this 1969 Ferrari was driving with a guy smoking and driving. He crashes. Then this Italian makes a deal with Michael Caine while he's making this deal. He's going to bulldozer and, you know, pick up cars with a bulldozer and throw them off the cliff.
This doesn't sound like it's coming from your heart. This sounds like a movie that came from
your
collection.
I'm intrigued. So what happens to the bulldozer? Is it a talking bulldozer? Or
no,
is it a killer bulldozer like in Killdozer?
Or like in Duel.
Shut
there's
up.
A crazy
then
driver
Michael
behind
Caine
the bulldozer.
Organizes how he's going to get a traffic jam in this downtown area and rob this one vehicle of all the gold.
Did you ever talk to Michael Caine about possibly doing Batman?
I didn't talk. I don't know Michael Caine.
Better,
he achieved that stunt.
Michael Caine.
But as the movie Batman ends... Kid. This big bus is driving that mountain road.
Just like in Duel, the Steven Spielberg
with all that,
movie.
With all that heavy
Dennis
gold.
Weaver.
Would you shut the fuck up?
Oh,
that heavy gold in the back of
it. Aren't we allowed to talk about this and ask questions?
Is not careful. The bus driver is not careful. The bus slides
faster,
and now the tail end of this bus is hanging off the cliff.
This is at the Van Mar Academy.
So the bus is hanging off the cliff.
We'll ask a question.
So was it really worth
robbing those people? I haven't been to the Van Mar Academy. So I don't know if it's on a cliff road. Mm. I didn't know if it's in the valley. I assumed it was
in the bus valley. Is on a cliff road.
And where's the Van Mar Academy?
The Van Mar Academy is on the corner of La Brea and Hollywood.
There's no cliffs there.
That's a mobile station. And El Pollo
La Brea Lockout. And Hollywood Boulevard?
La Brea and
Hollywood. There's no mobile station.
No, that's Mosaic.
There.
That's Scientology.
Scientology is on the north side. The Van Mar Academy used to be upstairs in the south building.
The southeast side?
Yes.
Southeast corner?
Yes.
In that building?
Right where the
building?
Curve is.
Is that right
where that coffee
the
shop
hospital?
Is? Tiago?
Yes.
Where the Scientology building is right
it's
now across from the hospital?
Yeah, it's across. Oh, it's in Buffalo Wild Wings building?
I don't know who owns that building.
No, but Buffalo Wild Wings is in there now in Tiago.
I don't know. I haven't been by there in years.
Well, you should do a little research.
I thought you were teaching
you
a course there. It is
that was years ago.
You were a teacher?
I wasn't a teacher.
Well, you could go back and be a teacher there now.
Give me some advice on acting. What's the one thing that you say is the most important thing about
acting?
What's
the number one thing that they taught you at Van Mar?
Presence.
Whoa.
It's my favorite Zeppelin album.
I'm not that big a fan of that.
Really? Achilles' Last Stand?
Didn't like it.
Wasn't they moaning when they told us we should go? Yeah. Hey, they got honored at the Kennedy Center Awards.
Did they?
Yeah. As I did,
Led Zeppelin did?
Said, how could we say no?
I can guarantee you one thing. John Bonham wasn't there.
Oh, he was? Yeah, no, he wasn't.
Oh, yeah. Well, you want to talk about dead people.
Well, that's sick. You're talking about somebody going
John
over
John Bonham it. Wasn't there. You know what? That's not a cool thing to say.
Why isn't it?
Because he's right. Dead?
Yeah.
Was that right? He wasn't there.
Well, duh.
Are you
done? Hey, you know what? John Lennon wasn't there either.
Hey, shut your fucking mouth.
That John Lennon was never involved in Zeppelin.
But no, although, but he's although, a rock star.
Who
one
is?
One of the best of the best.
Who is?
Lennon.
No way. He's not as good as Zeppelin.
The Lennon. Beatles were not as good as Zeppelin.
Thank you.
The Beatles
Thank
were better
you.
Than Zeppelin.
No way.
For
dude.
Their type of rock and roll, no they way. Were better than
okay,
Zeppelin.
Okay, I got a Zeppelin. I got a Beatles question for you guys.
Shoot. Any money on this? Who answers first?
What, yeah, you're
what
gonna
Beatles
win,
song? What Beatles song is better than Live and Let Die? Wings is better than the Beatles. Which Beatles song is better than Live and Let Die?
There's some.
Which one?
Oh, God.
You can go just about anything.
That's right.
Which one's better than Live and Let Die?
Revolution number 9.
When you were young and your heart was... James Bond, jumping the alligators with the boat.
You know, it's funny.
Just saying.
I just thought about this. You know, Guns N' Roses did a remake of that song. But also, Guns N' Roses also did a version of Helter Skelter. So they did a Paul McCartney and Wings song and
a Beatles
song.
And the right. Foo Fighters also did Live and Let Die. And the Foo Fighters were the Beatles because Dave Grohl, John Lennon. Dave Grohl, John Lennon, right? Both dead.
You know what? Don't go there, man.
Wait
a second, fool. Listen to me. There's way too many rockers out there that I knew.
Marlo Thomas.
That I knew that are no longer with us, okay?
I think you're a little incorrect on some of the people, Mole.
Ono Go-Go. Bono.
No, you mean Yoko Ono.
Bono.
Are you done with your movie time?
Yes.
Time's over.
And that was today's movie time.
It's Perry's movie time. It's Perry's movie time. Perry's movie time.
Stop! When you talk about John Bonham and you talk about John Lennon, you know, the very sad thing is they never got a chance to eat at What the Huck. For the finest in Thai cuisine, it's What the Huck. That's 323-654-7952. With the new Perry can't crap in our bathroom policy, people are coming to the place in droves. You be there. Get your reservations early on Friday and Saturday. That's What the Huck. What's the number again, Perry?
323-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum.
You got to give the number. This is a commercial.
323-654-9752.
7-9-7-9-5-2. 323-654-7-9-5-2. That's What the Huck for the finest in Thai cuisine. What was that, Mole?
What the Huck?
What the Huck?
Just tell them Scaremaster sent you.
Really? Do they get a discount for that?
I don't know.
I was going to say, just tell them Scaremaster doesn't use their restrooms.
Oh,
no,
you know what?
Use their restrooms.
Here's what I can say. I know for a fact that they do this. After you make your order, you say, hey, by the way, I know that Scary Perry doesn't use your bathroom, and they give you an extra soy sauce. So that's What the Huck. 323-654-7952.
If you need soy sauce, they'll give it to you anyway.
Hey, I got a little new business. Can I just make a quick announcement?
Absolutely, you can.
I got a little prospect that I don't want you guys to hear from anybody else, but it's pretty exciting. But it looks like we're getting Moleventions back.
Moleventions are
what?
Back,
and
huh?
Here's what's happening. We
this
so
is
instead
exciting.
Of killing kids, you're going to kill adults.
Stop with the negativity. Why is everything
he
negative?
He likes to fuck with my commercials.
He doesn't
I'm
do that.
Fuck with him.
Well, be professional. Be professional. Stop.
Then I'm gonna. I'll be professional.
Go ahead.
I'll
Mole.
Be just as professional as he is.
Go, Mole.
Now he's as silent as a mouse. The way I should have been as silent as a mouse.
At least he didn't quit the show like you have three times already today.
I'm still here.
Yeah. Moleventions is looking for youngsters, children,
to rape,
to create. Scaremaster, really, when you do all your stuff about child pornography and you talk
child
about raping
pornography
kids, you're a known child pornographer.
Oh, fuck you. You
traffic in child
faggot.
Pornography.
I
you
trafficked
killed
child
many
pornog-
people, including
oh,
Nathaniel
yeah, sure.
and your friend up in Big Bear.
Nathaniel, my friend in Big Bear. I didn't kill anybody, Stooge. You killed
so
everybody.
We're looking for kids for our next round of Moleventions. But
oh,
here's
God.
The thing. And if you guys know any kids who want to try to do this, we've had problems in the past with candy-flavored game pieces that are also
because
looking like candy-shaped, and they're for a game that's about candy. What we're looking for now are kids who can find the next game piece that tastes like candy and looks like candy but isn't candy but can maybe be candy but is a game piece also. So if you want to try to invent stuff for kids to swallow,
don't
you
get
can
involved.
Be the next winner
wow.
in Moleventions Jr. Moleventions for kids.
And real
it's
interesting Moleventions angle you're taking
kid time.
God Almighty!
You know what?
I'm scared to find anybody.
We're starting a new candy called Chokables.
Well, that's
Chokables,
very...
not Jokables.
There are there.
It'll be Chokables.
There will be
because
jokes on
that. Goes,
it's like you laugh
anything
so hard
that goes
you'll
in
choke.
Your mouth from Moleventions will kill you.
Well, speaking of having children under the threat of death and permanent damage to their life, it's time once again for a little thing called Perry's Sexcapades.
This
Stop! Wait a minute, what am I doing?
You're an idiot, shut up. This episode of Sexcapades is about when I met this woman, make that older woman, at the beach. She was about in her mid-50s, I was about in my mid-20s or late-20s. She was named Lucy from Simi Valley. Met her at Leo Carrillo Beach, north of Malibu. You know, by County Line.
Sure, I know where that is. When you go up there, you drive PCH?
I complimented
her. When you
her
cut
bikini.
Over from the.
Yeah, it's over there, okay?
I'm asking. You're the one who started telling
yes!
me where it was.
Well, shut your mouth
well,
you so I can read this.
You're
not
specific.
All right. I complimented her bikini.
Slick move, slick.
And she told me to lay my towel down. I'm thinking she might want to do something right here. So we talked.
Detail her
then,
car.
Then started to kiss.
And then her daughter showed up.
She said
she
lived in Simi Valley.
Then a princess came along on a unicorn.
I said I lived in the San Fernando Valley. Then I invited her to the comedy show at the Ice House. So we went. So we went to the Ice House for
what
a
year did this
show.
Happen?
Back in
summer of '69.
No, and that wasn't summer of 69. It was in the 90s. Yeah.
Yeah, the 14.
Early 90s, after like I knew before. You?
No, it was...
When were you going to the Ice House?
I was going to the Ice House when I first moved back to the Valley.
Oh, okay, continue on then.
I think I was going to the Ice House before I started going to the
I
Hollywood
said,
Comedy Store.
Continue okay. on.
So we went to the Ice House after the beach, then came back to my place and fucked all night long.
What?
She slapped me in the face with those natural double D titties, and I bit those nipples, and I never saw her after that.
Why?
I don't know.
Usually women love to have their nipples
bit. Yeah, I know,
bit.
But... yeah, it was only like a one-time thing.
I'd like to set up a camera by your bed and videotape you fucking somebody. I'd love to
That's
see how you
sweet.
Move.
It's not going to happen.
Why?
One.
What if we set you up with a girl?
Like who?
Like some cheap prostitute.
It's not going to happen.
Why?
Because a cheap prostitute to you is some skanky hoe.
What is it to you?
What is it to me? She's probably going to be a fucking dog. Butt ugly dog and about as old as fucking, as ugly as Sheba and about as old as Blue
Sheba.
Iris.
Two people you've had sex with.
There you go. He knows your type.
Fuck off.
If I can interrupt the fun here, I think it's time that we bring it to another level of fun. You know what we can do that, Mole?
Yes, I do.
How?
Fire.
No, I can see why you would say that, but I think that this studio at a secret location somewhere in West Hollywood, California would go up in flames like that. So
I know, but it would bring it up to another level.
Is there anything else you think that we could do to make this show just that much
better? Okay. How about a cooking segment where we all get our favorite food that we ever got, and we close our eyes, and we all put it in a pot, the same pot, and then we close the lid, and then we cook it for, and we blend it up, and we all eat it, and we try to guess what the three things were.
Or what we could do is we could have Perry have two glasses, one with a soda, the other with a soda, but one of them has my semen in it.
Oh, sorry. Do that one.
Sorry.
Do that one.
Perry tries
do that
to get
one.
One.
Do that
sorry.
One. We have two votes against one.
Sorry.
Why do you got to ruin everything?
Because semen, I'm not drinking anything with your fucking
So drink. Try the other one.
I'm not drinking either of them because if you mention semen in one of the glasses, there's no way I'll drink any of these fucking things.
Actually, what I was thinking all along was this, Mole. Let's do disgusting. The thing that people on this show seem to love more than anything else we've ever done. It's
Mole
time
play?
Once again for a little thing called, why'd you ruin the introduction? Mole play!
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
Now, if you've never heard mole play before, mole play is an improv game that we play here on the show, and it's really to the point where people find this the greatest thing that we do on this show. Now, this is a game where Mole, he's in charge. Mole will think of a scenario, and it could be from something that we've talked about on the show, or it could be from just pop culture or our own personal lives, which we seem to specialize in the show. Then Mole casts a scene, and then Mole will direct the scene. The only thing we don't know, Mole, is what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
All right. In today's Mole Play... this is somebody that people have really been missing. And I think it'd be really nice to see this guy show up again. And, of course, I'm talking about someone we spoke about earlier. And that is everybody's favorite private dick, Stone Fury.
Oh, yeah.
Now, little do we know that Stone Fury's been working for Scaremaster as his eyes and ears out in the streets. But stuff is going on in the streets. And Scaremaster's been chasing his family. All right. We travel now to L.A. where Stone has been... chasing around one of Scaremaster's family members. It's the lady who's the best at PJs. We're also trying to figure out which one's the biggest sea sucker. So it's whichever one is that one.
Scaremaster. You're trying to find the relatives that gives the best blowjobs.
I'm not trying to find relatives that give the best blowjobs.
In Mole Play, Stone is trying to find that out. Come on. Listen to what's being pitched.
Who do you
at
think
you.
It is, Scaremaster?
My family members?
Your family members.
Female ones. Female yeah. ones. The female ones.
The girls.
All right, but that's a whole bunch.
But which girl out of all of them?
I don't know. Why?
Is your cousin? Maybe your aunt.
Could be my. It could be a cousin.
Which just a name. We just need the name.
Do you think your aunt? Do you think she gives a good blowjob?
Which aunt?
The one that used to run the print shop.
No, don't even bring her up.
You don't think she gives a good?
No. That's totally wrong.
What? That she's not good at it?
She wouldn't. She don't even.
Okay, we're blowing the whole scenario. Okay, listen. Just pick a relative. Pick a preferably a female relative who you think is the best BJ.
Why are we putting a label on it? Let him, if there's a guy in his family that can give a good blowjob.
It's not a guy. It's a
How
girl.
Do you know that?
He already said.
I already said, and I already know.
So just pick
we
a
don't
name,
have any
name.
Faggots in the family.
How do you know that?
Because all the men in my family are men. All the women in my family are women.
Now, during Christmas time this year, why don't you ask some family members if anyone in your family could possibly be gay? You never know.
I do know.
You don't know that for sure.
The ones okay, in Chicago, the ones in Arizona, what?
Yeah, any of them. Just put out a, put a just
New
blast.
New York,
just
email.
Ask other, ask family gay. Members.
Email
Nobody's
blast.
A faggot.
You can just ask them.
Maybe send out a Christmas
Nobody's a faggot in my family
maybe
or a
send out those. Maybe send out those stickers like you're asking everyone. It's your picture and you're asking.
Oh, God, you
family
are
gay.
That's a great idea.
And then they could write on the back, yes or no, and then send it back to you or hold up a picture of it. Okay, Scaremaster. Oh, Stone Fury is tracking the best BJ lady in the Caramello family. Who is it?
There is nobody that...
Nobody gives blowjobs
I'm not
going to
say who it is.
You don't
who
think your
isn't.
Aunt's ever given a blowjob in her life?
I'm not going to answer that.
Why?
Because first off, it's none of your business.
Well, I'm
this,
tired
this
of this
show's
guy.
Getting way too immoral.
How is this?
And I'm just not going to get involved
what
with that.
What did this show do?
It's you! What, you want to know if my aunt gives blowjobs? Fuck you! Fuck you!
I'll bet you she has.
It's none of your business.
I'm not saying it is our business. We're just trying to do a mole play, and you fight everything.
It's sickening.
How is that sickening?
It's a beautiful thing if done properly.
God almighty.
So pick somebody in your family that gives good head, or maybe not good head. Maybe somebody who does a sloppy blowjob.
I'm not.
All right, let's go cookie caramel.
And my father is not a faggot. I'll beat the shit out of you for that.
How?
You can't even get out of your
seat.
I'll
beat the fucking shit out of you.
You can't even get out of your seat.
For mentioning my dad's name.
I'm just trying to name any relative of yours that I know.
That's all he's trying to
do. Frank Giuliano.
What about that model guy that was in his family? He had to have been gay.
Frank Corsi.
Oh, God. Al Corsi.
Al Corsi.
The gypsy.
Isn't that a gypsy?
That's, I believe somebody proved that.
He was the first male supermodel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was.
Stone Fury is tracking Al Corsi through the woods. I want you to be Uncle Al, Scaremaster. You're Uncle Al Corsi. I'm Dan, you're Stone Fury. You do it better anyway. Mo play.
I want to ask you a fucking question!
God damn. What the fuck do you want?
I want to ask you a question!
What, then ask.
Where were you when you had a dick in your fucking mouth? You faggot of the wall!
First off, number one, lower your fucking voice.
Yeah,
Dan, if I could just give you just a little adjustment. I like a little more Scaremaster doing Stone.
Hey, Uncle Al, who gives the best blowjobs in our family?
The show's over. Goodbye.
That's four times you quit.
Scaremaster, I know you have a name. I know you have a name for this question, too.
I have a name?
We both know you have a name.
Is that the end of Mole Play?
Yeah, it's the end of Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
But we both know he has a name.
Okay, here's the deal. Perry never says anything on this show. This is why the show is going nowhere.
I never
nowhere.
Say anything because you guys are putting me to the point where I don't say anything. You're trying to make me look like a faggot, so why should I even talk?
Really, by asking you which lady in your family gives the best?
I don't know. I'm not.
Who would you guess? Not saying you know that you had it.
Oh, God.
Who would you guess?
First off, that's incest, and I don't believe in incest.
We're not saying you're going to do it. We're just saying, who do you think it is?
That was a simple question.
Who would you guess?
He never plays. You know what? That's why we're never going to make
for
a
incest,
second movie.
Look, the incest part is totally wrong.
We're not saying do anything. We're just asking who would you guess does it the best.
He always tries to mess with our minds.
I have no idea.
All right. If you want to get in touch with us on the social network, on Twitter you can get in touch with me at SimplyDon1. Perry is at...
I'm at ScaryPerry818 on Twitter, and that is it.
Don't forget, John Quincy Adams is at JQA Productions. Now, Mole, do you have a Twitter account yet?
No. Well, last week I said SimplyDan2, and then I set it up, but I don't know how to use it.
My only Facebook account is Facebook.com.
Perry F. Caravello, /.
Wrong. Perry.Caravello.
I'm at Don Barris, and Walter Molinitsky, you're on Facebook, aren't you?
Yeah.
Every Monday night over at the Comedy Store, The Ding Dong Show. And
oh, when did you start doing that?
We've been doing it for a while. As a matter of fact, last week, I don't know if it's out yet, but our first Ding Dong Show on the Death Squad Podcast Network. That's Joe Rogan's Facebook network. And so we're going to do another one this week and every week, at least until it runs out. Also, check me every night at the World Famous Comedy Store, except in January. Are we going to go to that thing? Yes or no? What do you think?
I hope we do.
If
yeah.
If it pays me, yeah, I'll go.
Well, I don't think we're going to get paid. I think it's dope so we can sell our podcast.
What, are they going to fly us there?
Yes.
Okay, if they fly us there.
On a bus.
Give us a place to stay in.
Yeah, with food and all.
All right, we'll put her here.
How much food? What are you going to get?
Come on, let's put her there.
Big.
My God, you guys are animals.
Goodbye.